What is up, you guys? Welcome back to another podcast. How is everybody doing? How's life? I hope everything's well for anybody listening right now. And thank you guys for tuning in, actually. I really appreciate it. As my podcast is growing, I'm excited to talk about different things. If there's anything that you guys want to hear, please feel free to hit my Instagram up. It is JasmineMarie_ JazminMarie_ underscore. And just hit me up with topics that you guys want to hear about and other things that you want me to talk about on this podcast. So, for this episode, the topic is going to be judging others. So recently, I was somewhere, I'm not going to give specifics, but I was somewhere and there was a conversation going on, and one of the topics kind of was talking about someone who is dealing with his own, challenge in life, that's what I'll say. So basically, a certain person, he's a drinker, and so I noticed that people bring it up a lot, like within the certain group that I'm a part of. I'm not gonna get too into details, but anyways, so yeah, they bring it up a lot. And then I've just been in my Bible, and one of the topics I was reading was judging other people. So in that situation, I don't know, it just made me think, like, dang, people do bring this up about him a lot. And it's like, if we sit back and think and take a look at our own lives, we gotta realize that there's something that we all struggle with. There's something that we all deal with. Like, nobody's perfect. Like, his problem, just because it's visible, doesn't mean that he's less perfect than you are. Because I know a lot of us, even myself, I have problems that a lot of people don't see because they're not with me all the time. For me, I'm working on self-discipline. For another person, and maybe they're working on, maybe they have a phone addiction. I don't know. Maybe they spend too much money. Maybe they smoke, you know? But since their problems are not visible, then they probably won't get judged for it. Or since they might do it behind closed doors, people might not even know about it. But yeah, so with that being said, I was just like, okay, why as people, even myself sometimes, like, why do we look at the next person's fault because maybe it's more visible or more extreme, maybe, than ours? Like, or do we consider certain habits like less than or more bad? Like, a bad trait is a bad trait. So I'm just like, even with judging, though, we have to take a step back and realize we're all human beings, and certain things affect us in different ways, and we cope in different ways. So it was just like, okay. And I did mention, I was like, okay, maybe that person, that's how they cope with certain things. And I think that's what we have to understand as people, is if someone's dealing with someone, the best thing you can do is help them, pray for them, instead of talking about them and judging them. Even for myself, I definitely want to take the time more to just be like, okay, this is what I see. Don't judge them off of what I see, but could there be a reason for this? Could they need help in this situation? Is that their call for help? You know, so it's just something that we gotta take time to stop and think about and really consider about each other. Because I know life can be so fast-paced, but I think even right now, especially, we have time to slow down. And I think that even myself, I want to kind of just slow down sometimes, just consider other people more. And then another thing I was thinking, like, when we judge people, we gotta think about how they may feel, you know, because we can make them feel worse than what they started off feeling. Like, someone to call you like a drunkard, or just like call you out by your struggle like that, I'm sure that hurts more than it helps. And then we also have to understand that when we see someone that's dealing with a struggle, or dealing with, could be a habit, or, you know, something that they're struggling with, it's not the best version of themselves that you're seeing. So it could be their way of coping, or it could be just something they're struggling with. But we have to look at them like, if they didn't have that, then they would be the better version of themselves. But only because they're dealing with that, you shouldn't make them feel like less than what they are. So yeah, that was just really, I don't know if this is a venting podcast episode, but out of this, I just want people to just maybe like take more time to try to understand. Even for myself, I have to take more time to try to understand people more, and that comes with compassion. So as a society, I think we can all use a little more compassion and try to understand why things may be the way they are for some people, and why they may act the way they do. Because I think behind every action, there's what is it called, like a story or a reason. So yeah, I just want you guys to take that out of this episode. Take some time to get to know people, or maybe understand why they are the way they are, or why they do the things that they do. And yeah, guys, thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. Kind of simple, kind of straight to the